It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a fur coat, but not a real fur coat.
That's cruel, right? Is that really cruel, though, to buy somebody a fur coat? Buying
well,
a fur coat isn't cruel. It's
animal.
It's the beginning of the fur coat that's cruel. The person who made the fur coat, that's the cruel part. But buying a fur coat
well,
is actually a pretty generous proposition.
Making the fur coat if somebody wasn't buying the fur
coat. I didn't ask for a debate here. I'm just... throwing
well,
that out.
You did. Well, if you pose...
It's food for
if
thought.
If you say something out loud, then you're asking for a debate.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Thursday, February 15th, 2024, and this is, of course, Sound Advice with Brian Springberg, and we kind of changed it up a little bit with the music theme, Oh, the Day. So that's going to be kind of cool, but I wanted to talk about... it's NBA All-Star break right now, if you didn't know, so no Suns games for a minute. And we've actually got some really weird sports programming coming up. Not weird, but different. NHL Stadium Series, Saturday night at 5:30. You got the Daytona 500 that starts on Sunday, pregame race at 11:30. And, yeah, Daytona 500 on the radio, it's wild, man. I mean, it's like, he's coming around third, fourth, about it. It's like listening to the last part of the Kentucky Derby for 4 hours. It's wild. It's
okay.
It's wild. So anyway, yeah, that's all happening on 94.3, 100.5, 980 AM. And check the full schedule. A couple of college basketball games in there as well. Number one versus number three, that would be UConn and Marquette is on Saturday.
Mm.
And yeah, you got it's all at KNTRSports.com. Welcome to the team. I need to I just heard some really sad news this morning, and it was about a friend, a longtime friend, and I know my friend Scott in PA listens to the show as well. And Tom McGram was laid to rest on Saturday, this past Saturday, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to Sharon McGram, his widow. But Sharon, I've been thinking about Tom for a while. I know he passed away late last year. And they'd kind of been waiting for the dust to settle with Don Laughlin and that sort of thing. But Tom, if you didn't know Tom, he was the publisher of the Mojave County Economic Development Journal.
I remember Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Bullhead City Bee was his original baby. The Bullhead City Bee, the original Bee, the paper that you opened up and read about the Taj Mahal for years and years. When they first built Bullhead City Hall, where the council chambers are now, not the new building, but the old building. Tom uncovered a bunch of stuff, stories, original journalism and investigative reporting about what he called the Taj Mahal. And he kind of made his bones on that story and he got a lot of readers, along the way. And, Scott and I, my friend in PA actually produced his first TV commercial for the Bullhead City Bee. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Tom McGram and his widow Sharon, and I wish I had known I would have been there last Saturday when the memorial service took place. So kind of a sad moment for me this morning, but Yeah, I know the Mojave Valley or the Mojave County Economic Development Journal will live on because of Sharon. So anyway, just wanted to kind of touch on that before we got into things, Brian.
Got it. No, all right. For sure. Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Real life trickles in.
Tom McGraham was everywhere. A good man. He always called me Monsieur Lavoie. Yeah, and that's kind of a really good impersonation of him as well. So, and I would call him like, you know, always after me, Tom McGraham. Cause it, like Lucky Charms. So, anyway, yeah. We talk on the phone quite a bit, up until about 2 years ago. So, anyway. Rest in peace, Tom. I'll miss you.
R.I.P.
Yep.
Yep.
What's happening in the market, man? You're over there studying, doing copious notes.
So, yeah, well, it's tax season, Paul, and I just got, I got all kinds of updates for what's going on. But to your initial question, what's happening in markets today, on the whole, positive. Currently, the NASDAQ up just slightly, but the S&P 500 up almost half of one percentage point, the Dow up 60.65%. So positive movement again, markets still hovering around all-time highs. Not a whole lot happening, though, for many mutual funds year-to-date, meaning that we were already kind of approaching all-time highs by the end of the year, and so the fact that here we are mid-February, still kind of there hasn't been a ton of movement. Where you might have seen some of that is maybe a little bit more growth technology sectors, but a lot of other things are relatively flat, down 1, down 2%, up 1, up 2%, not a whole lot of movement 2024 so far. But that doesn't mean that there isn't dividends and some short-term capital gains being declared in some of the investments that you might find yourself in. One of the big topics, I guess, we want to get into is taxes, right? So 2023, 2024, what can you do to reduce your taxes? What's different? What's changed? And so I thought we'd spend today's program going through some of those things. And while I know it is oftentimes as exciting as watching paint dry.
I was going to say, can I have my fingernails pulled out instead?
So, what I'm trying to do is the IRS from pulling out as much money from your clawed fingernails.
Nice segue.
Yeah, so, you know, you can hold on to those hard-earned dollars a little bit more. One of the things that's changed is that if you're under age, for IRAs and 401ks and profit sharing and most retirement plans, if you're under age 59 and a half, IRS has traditionally had penalties. Well, there are some exceptions to that. For instance, first-time home buyer qualifications, qualified education expenses, you've been able to get up to $10,000 without incurring that penalty. They've added $10,000 for domestic abuse victims, and then some emergencies up to $1,000 to avoid that additional 10% tax. So making a little bit more accessible, I guess. One of the biggest things, though, that's changed this year, which was a smart move, is that 529 plans. So these are the plans that oftentimes parents and grandparents took out for their children to use for college expenses. And when used for any college-related expenses, then the growth was tax-free. However, if not used for college-related expenses by age 30, then the growth would be taxable and potentially even up to an additional 10% penalty. So this year is the first year that you can, if you've got a child who's got leftover funds in their 529 and they're not going to use it, and you're not going to transfer that over to another sibling, which you can do without penalty or tax, then up to the Roth IRA maximum contribution, you can move $6,000-$7,000 per year up to $35,000 lifetime from the 529 to a Roth IRA in that child's name. So really jump-starting a retirement, tax-free retirement account for your child if they instead aren't going to use that money for those college-related expenses. And so that's actually kind of exciting for a lot of people I know, because they're like, you know, the kid isn't using it. They got a scholarship, or they didn't go to school or whatever it is. And I've got this money, and I don't want to pay, you know, tax or a 10% penalty. What do I do? Well, you can kick it over to the kid and give them a great jump start on a retirement plan. So something to definitely check into if you happen to fit into that. If you are feeling charitable and you have accrued a fairly substantial IRA, and a lot of people do that. Whether they just they make a lot of money and they put a ton away over the years, or they just put away a decent amount, but they do it for 40 years into a 401k with some matching, and they accrue some assets. And let's say somebody gets to a point later in life where they just don't need the money. So the only thing they're using the money for is they're over 73 now. They have to take their required minimum distribution. But let's say that somebody has plenty of income coming in between Social Security and pension and maybe real estate investments, or they received a substantial inheritance, and that IRA money is just money that they're not going to use. And let's say they don't have children, or let's say they have children that are wealthy, or let's say that they have bad children, you know, caught up in drugs or, you know, something's wrong. And they're like, I want this money to go to charity. Well, they raise the threshold of how much you can take from your IRA and transfer directly to a charity this year is $105,000 without any taxes. Because it's going to the charity.
Do you know what that was raised from?
I don't recall exactly what it was. Probably, you know, it was 95 or 100,000. They just bumped it up a little bit.
The reason I ask is the Arizona tax credit for charitable organizations also went up. Not for education, but for charitable organizations went up to, I think it's 440 and 8, or 421 and 8. 42 or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
It definitely went up a little bit.
Yeah. But this is taking money from an IRA, which would be 100% taxable typically. But if it goes directly to the charity, then there is no taxes due because, of course, it would have washed out anyway as a deduction. It goes directly. You do some good for this world, and you don't pay tax, and Uncle Sam doesn't collect that tax on that behalf. So that is, I think, something that is nice. Now, I believe you've got to be 70 and a half or older to qualify for that. And you do want to make sure you're not going to need that money, by the way, because not only are those examples I was just giving, but don't forget, if you don't have long-term care insurance, you might be leaning on, you might need substantial assets for assisted living or nursing home or memory care or things that may come up as the years continue to roll on by.
Interesting how they always put that half in there, right? 59 and a half, 70 and a
half.
It's
annoying.
Is it annoying for a financial planner?
I don't care, but it's annoying for the clients. Yeah,
I bet.
Like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so August 15th, I can do that.
They can't just make it your birthday.
Yeah, 59. Can't just be 60 or Yeah, they've got to make it something. So, well, who knows? I actually don't know the rationale behind the half.
It's Congress. There is no rationale.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I'd like to think there is. But
right.
I don't know that there is. The 2024 cap. So this year, the amount you can put into your traditional or Roth IRA or combined is $7,000. And if you're over 50, you can do another 1,000. So if you're over 50, that's $8,000. Just had a client in the office this morning. They haven't put away money like they needed to. They're a little bit older now. Mm-hmm. And they're, of course, now they're starting to panic a little bit. And so they do have some cash in the bank. And so what we're going to do between the two of them is fund $7,500 each or $15,000 for 2023's taxes, because you can fund your IRAs up until you file this year for last year's taxes. And then they're also going to fund, because it bumped up a little bit this year, an additional $8,000 each into their 2024 IRA. So that's one check for $31,000, and that $31,000 will cover both of their 2023 and 2024 IRAs and just be done with it. Get the tax deduction for both years, and then, of course, get that money invested and growing for them so that they have more money available to supplement retirement when that eventually does roll along. Now, your ability to fund a Roth IRA, by the way, is governed somewhat by your income. So what the government says is, hey, we're going to give tax deductions and or tax-free treatment, but there's usually some strings attached, some scenarios where you might pay a penalty or you can't do it because your income's too high, and Roth IRAs is one of those things. So Roth IRAs, if you are, let's say you're married filing jointly, if you make above $230,000, you can only partially fund a Roth, and once you hit $240,000, you can't put any money into a Roth IRA. Different, though, is you can convert money from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, regardless of how much income you have. And many people do what's called a backdoor Roth. And what that means is, hey, I'm going to fund a traditional IRA, take the deduction or not, and then I'm going to, but because I'm making $400,000, I can't do the Roth. But once it's in that, I'm going to, in the traditional, then I'm going to convert it to the Roth, which doesn't have a threshold. But when you do that, it is taxable if you've taken the deduction on the traditional IRA. But that way you get the Roth IRA tax treatment if you have an income phase-out issue relative to that. So kind of an interesting concept. And I always find it funny, right? Like, okay, so there's a way via paperwork to go into make something a Roth IRA independent of your income. And so it is annoying for me because, of course, I want to do that if that's what the client wants and it makes sense for the client. But man, why don't you just let them do it to start with? Because all you're saying is, hey, let's make all the advisors do more paperwork to accomplish the exact same thing and make the public go through having to deal with more paperwork and more forms and more logistics to accomplish the same thing. Just get rid of the phase out, man. I just, that's my vote if I had one, to just make your and my life a little bit easier.
Maybe we can get you a proxy.
So can you do that?
I don't know.
All right. We'll do it. Yeah, vote. I'll make myself. Yeah, well, apparently that's a thing people tried last election cycle, right?
Oh, good one.
They did.
That is a wonderful segue, by the way.
Oh, okay.
We're going to
got
break.
Some criminal voter representation activity?
No, I went on ServiceArizona.com. I finally got fed up with extreme right and extreme left, Brian.
And then, what'd you do?
I went no party preference.
Independent. Yeah.
Yep.
Been there.
Officially. I'm officially an independent voter. I'm no longer a Republican. And I was a Democrat back in 2009.
Yeah.
2008, 2009. Wait, and, you know, I was registered Democrat for years in Nevada.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, we got
music.
Became
registered Republican in Arizona.
Now I'm independent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm done.
Yeah.
All right.
I get it. I think that's the majority of the country right now, by the way.
Swing voters?
Over
yes.
It. Right. I'm in the over it party. Right.
So music for today.
Yeah.
We picked the greatest Soul Train performances ever.
Get your funk on,
dude,
man.
This is a great one. It's a woman dancing on stage with James Brown.
JP.
Doing super bad.
I love it.
It's pretty cool.
Hi.
You got some hi, right? Yeah. Hi! That's my James Brown.
Nice.
All right, back with more in a moment. It's Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I love to do my thing.
Nashville, live performance on Soul Train with Rick James. That is a classic song, B. Springberg. You know that?
I love it.
That's a great song. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys, meow. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Patio Paradise by Just Meats. All the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And by Blonzi Steakhouse, our newest sponsor, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. You got to check them out for breakfast, too. And they also feature the Prius and all veggie sandwich. And don't forget, we stream live in our archives. If you want to hear this show or any show over the last, I don't know, kind of been letting it go. It's been probably about 60 days worth of stuff up there, man, at KNTRTalk.com. So get a while to talk, because I'm going to delete it here soon off the website. And anyway, here's Brian.
All right, we're back.
So you're all mellow now after that song.
Yeah, well, it's an indica song.
Hey, you know what? That, if you say so.
No, okay.
I'm Switzerland here.
Okay. Yeah, independent on everything, are you?
That's it. I'm right down the middle.
So one of the things that really changed was the standard deductions. In other words, on your taxes, you used to always think of, well, I got my mortgage interest deduction and this and that, and I got to track it all. And then they really bumped up the automatic standard deduction you could take quite a bit. And then all of a sudden, a lot of people were getting a much bigger deduction through the standard deduction than if they itemized everything. And so that actually is increasing as well for 2024 this year. So when you file next year for 2024, married couples up to $29,200 automatic standard deduction. And if each spouse is for, if you're 65 or older, there's an additional $1,550. So if both spouses are 65 or older, you're talking about $3,100 right on top of the $29,400 for a standard deduction. Singles can claim $14,600, and if you're 65 or older, then it goes up to $16,550. So big changes in that way. And by the way, if you're blind, there's an additional $1,550 for you. So for some reason, they go ahead and
not the metaphor, the actual blindness.
You cannot see.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. So
some people are politically blind, others are romantically blind, right?
Yeah, willfully blind.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't see, but they see what they want to see, but this is legally blind.
That's most people.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like they say, the difference between a camera and a mirror is when you look in the mirror, you see what you want to see.
Right.
When you look at a picture, you see what you actually look like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is why I carry a mirror with me around at all times.
Which is why
I refuse to look at pictures.
Which is why I don't post many selfies.
So exactly. I take pictures of me only in the mirror. I assume it looks the same. No, see, that wouldn't
like
work.
Anthony Weiner. Just kidding.
Work. Oh, God. Yikes.
I'm kidding.
The kiddie tax has a little less of a bite, meaning that... So this is what, if you've got a child and they have unearned income, so let's say they have an investment account and there's dividends from that account, the first $1,300 of a child who's under 19 is tax-free. It's only after that, the next $1,300 is taxed at the child's rate, which is probably zero, and then after that, the parent's rate. So you're really talking about $2,600. Now, if a child is under age 24 and a full-time student, then they qualify as well. And so it's 19, where that first $1,300 of unearned investment income isn't taxable. But if they're under age 24, then it applies. If they're going to school as a full-time student, the next $1,300 is taxable at the child's rate, which again, in many cases, would be zero. So after 2,600, though, potentially taxable to the parent. Then the big thing that is kind of remaining is the lifetime estate tax. So one of the more confusing things for people is they get worried like, oh, when I die, the government's going to take all my money and I need a trust. So I have several responses to that. The first is that a revocable living trust doesn't eliminate taxes because a revocable living trust has the word revocable in it, meaning you have the ability to get rid of it, to change it, to put stuff in it, to take assets out of it. You have control. So the IRS says, well, because you have control, we're not going to give you any tax break. So there really isn't a lot of tax benefit. There is an irrevocable trust, which removes your control over the assets and therefore can remove it from being taxable to the estate, but you have to give up control over the assets. So you have to be a little careful about understanding how all of that works. So that's the first thing about understanding, you know, tax planning. And then the second thing is, well, I don't want to get beat up by the IRS when I die. Well, if a husband and wife are looking to protect your estate, well, the lifetime estate tax exemption before estate taxes are owed to the federal government is $13,610. A trust can be done that does preserve the taxable exemption if one of them dies. So in other words, if you have a husband and wife and somebody dies, well, and then all of those assets just go to the surviving spouse, mm-hmm. that spouse only has $13,610,000. If you create a bypass trust where those estates do go into the trust a little bit separate, then you can actually preserve both of them and then double that to, you know, over $27 million. Wow. So for almost everybody, mm-hmm. the estate tax is a non-issue. It is a non-tax because even if you don't do a little bit of trust work and you're married and whatever, I mean, you still have over $13 million in assets before you have to pay attention to that. Now, if you are fortunate, you've worked hard or some things have gone your way and you do have assets of that amount, then you definitely want to get with an estate planning attorney and a good financial advisor to do some planning for you so that you do take steps to where you do not owe that same liability. There's a difference between tax avoidance, which is legal. Avoiding tax through legal means is okay.
Absolutely.
Aversion is not legal. Aversion means that you are doing things illegally to avoid taxes that you lawfully and legally owe. And that is something you do got to be careful about. So just make sure that you don't get yourself caught up and worried,
right,
because likely you're not somebody who this is going to be an issue for. And if you are, there are some estate planning steps that you can take to definitely minimize that effect.
Yeah, don't be Wesley Snipes, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Man, well, I can say that legally, by the way. He did seven.
Well, that was a totally different thing,
like though.
Like 7 years.
Didn't
pay his taxes,
I'm just saying,
right?
Pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's something the trusts and those, I noticed you said, talk to an estate planner. Or a state attorney,
yeah, good, yeah,
or that
tax
type
planning,
of attorney.
Tax planning attorney,
yeah.
Estate attorney. I mean,
not something
a
that
lot
you
of
set
them
up. It's not something that you set up for people.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Nope. That is a legal document, and you need somebody who has great experience and knowledge to do that. It's one of those things where, you know, sometimes in life it makes sense to spend money to save money, right?
Right.
Like, you're okay paying that attorney $10,000 to save your family and your heirs and your estate, you know, $400,000 in taxes. These kinds of things happen, and a lot of people blow it off, and things go the wrong way, and it pains me Because, I mean, there are ways to keep your taxes down, legal ways,
right,
that just take a little bit of thought and a little effort, and sure, sometimes a little bit of money, but it's way, way worth it for many people much of the time.
If you haven't guessed, Marvin Gaye is in the queue.
Yeah.
Man, what a voice.
Oh, so
holy
good.
Holy moly.
So good.
Let's Get It On, one of the best Soul Train performances of all time, live on the show with, of course, host Don Cornelius.
Yeah.
Nobody can get that deep, I don't think, man. There are very few.
James Earl Jones.
Very few. Yeah, he comes to mind, but there's another guy, that Allstate.
Darth Vader.
That Allstate voiceover guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He played Serrano in Major League.
Yeah, also Duncan, Michael Duncan.
Yeah,
The guy from Green Mile.
Oh, sure.
That dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
That huge guy.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoie. Sound advice.
If you have a deep-voiced person you can think of, please call the show. Jim Neighbors.
He could get baritone for sure.
So. Okay.
All right. Sound advice with Brian Springberg will continue in a moment before the music runs out. The views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3, 5, and 7 FM, and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned that you're in. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit or protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary, therefore the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced in SEER are independent of Osaic Wealth. You know who did this song, Brian? You'd be surprised.
Stevie?
No, Bill Withers. Lean on Me?
Oh, yeah.
Same guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty cool. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair.
Stevie sings it, though.
Oh, no, this is Bill Withers.
No, I know, but Stevie
sings it. Oh, he does do this song, too? He covers it? Mm-hmm. Very cool. Anyway, The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere, a fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. I believe my brother from another mother, Hollis Googe, is there tonight starting at 5. Check him out on the baseline, man. He brings it. All right. Springberg Wealth Management, also Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, by SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. Don't forget, shop local, spend local, eat local, play local, and invest with a local certified financial planner like Brian Springberg.
Similar? Instead of like. Similar to Brian Springberg.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
Is there a difference?
Like and similar?
I'm endorsing you. In all transparency, you handle one of my retirement accounts.
What do you mean one of? What do you mean one of?
Am I holding out on you?
Little boy.
I'm not telling.
You got my $400 account, my inherited account with, you know, 1.3 in it.
Busted.
Whatever. So if you drive for a living, maybe you're driving as you're listening to me, the standard mileage rate for business driving, 67 cents per mile. The mileage allowance for medical travel and military moves is 21 cents per mile. The charitable driving rate, I guess if you're, you know, driving somebody for charity, is stays put at 14 cents a mile. So, interesting though, 67 cents per mile is significant for people who put on those miles on their tires. But again, that's assuming you itemize and that the standard deduction doesn't cover you and then some. tax brackets are changing, and I thought maybe I'll explain this one more time, because I know I've done it before on the show, and I think one of the biggest misunderstandings is how our tax bracket system works. A lot of people think, you know, when you say, hey, I'm in the, 32% tax bracket federally, that all of your money is taxed at 32%. And that is not how it works. It's graduated, meaning that you pay a percentage based upon a dollar amount, and then it shifts up. I'll give you an example. If you don't make $23,200, not more than, then your tax rate might be 10%. But if it's over that, then the next amount is taxable at 12%. And then once you get to, let's say, 94, and this is married filing jointly, once you get to 94,300, that amount between the 23.2 and 94.3 is taxed at 22%. And then the amount you make between 94,300 and 201,050 is taxed at 24%. And then the amount between 201,050 and 383,900 is taxed at 32%. So in other words, not everything is taxed at 32%. It's graduated and blended together. When we say, hey, I'm in the 32% bracket, we're referring to the high end of your bracket. We're not referring to the amount of money you pay, that the percentage that you pay on all of your income. It is graduated between everything. Thank God.
We do have a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Oh, hey, Paul. This is Donna from Kingman.
Donna, how are you?
Oh, sad, but I don't want to get into it. But,
yeah, sorry about that. So, anyway, this is Listener Donna. Listener Donna, this is Brian.
Hey, Listener Donna.
Hello. I keep hearing about the country, you know, with the debt being high and the interest on it is high. Mm-hmm. You know, we're heading for bankruptcy someday. What happens to investments then?
I was going to ask that question today, but we were talking about tax advice and that. And I was going to ask Brian, does the deficit really matter? It's $34 trillion, apparently.
Yeah.
But does it really matter? That's a great question, Donna. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Donna. Not today, but yeah,
right.
It's gonna.
Right.
For sure. And so it's a big domino effect, right? Because, in other words, you've got the ability for the United States to meet its financial obligations, meaning all of the bonds that it issues to raise money and to raise revenue for itself, and then all of the expenditures that, all the money flying out the door, that pushes our debt even higher and higher. As we reach a tipping point, at some point, when our economy, as a percentage of our debt, crosses a threshold that the rest of the world and bondholders aren't comfortable in our ability to really pay it back, then the credit rating of the United States starts to get threatened. And we go from AAA to AA to A to BBB to who knows. And when that instability occurs, then the value of the U.S. dollar can be affected. And when all of that is happening, then, of course, people's wealth can diminish. People will spend less money, will have less money to spend, will have less buying power with the money they do have to spend. Corporations will make less money. And when corporations have lower earnings, stock prices go down. So that's the kind of the domino effect of, it doesn't like just automatically, it's not A to B, stock market goes down. It is a sequence of events that leads to that, undoubtedly. And that is such a big picture. To me, I think of that, and to me, that's the same thing as almost like, I worry about, excuse me, big picture things that are just so hard to get your mind wrapped around how that can, you know, when that comes, when does it come, and how devastating it may be. I look at a number of things in that way. And so nobody really knows, right? What we do know is that there will come a point where it's a problem. And what I always talk about is that it's not really that devastating until, as a percentage of our economy, it goes over, like I said, a big percentage point, or, you know, our annual economic growth.
Right.
And part of the problem is that if we go into a deep recession, like the economy really goes down and really suffers.
Like 2008.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then our economy shrinks. Then because the debt is so high, naturally, as a percentage of the economy, our debt is now a real problem. It's a devastating problem. So it's like, as once things go bad, they will get really bad,
right,
potentially, because it would lead to a very, very difficult scenario. So it is unbelievably important that that two things are happening. One, we get the deficit under control, and two, in the meantime, we are very focused on keeping our economy healthy and keeping the United States competitive, not just in the United States, but globally, and making sure that our trading partners, their economies are healthy too.
Right.
One of the biggest things that I got into a kind of a discussion with somebody about Ukraine was, you know, they're like, why aren't we spending all our money here and helping out? And I get that. Like, hundreds of billions of dollars better served helping U.S. citizens. There's an argument for that. There's also an argument of they would be a Western-supported power, and they support a lot of other European countries who we rely on their economy to buy our stuff.
Well,
and so when those dominoes start falling as other empires expand, it actually could have a significant negative economic effect in the United States. So it's not as easy as just, let's not give them any money.
Well, my argument is, why aren't we just taking out Putin in this proxy war? And that's the way to do it.
Well, that's another subject.
I'm just saying.
Before I get dosed with a small amount of some kind of uranium poison here, I'm going to go ahead and call it a show. And
that was
away
my
Paul
statement.
LaVoy as quickly
that was
as possible.
My statement.
I don't know Paul LaVoy. Don't like him. Not a friend of mine. Got to go.
Hey, now. You do like me.
I'm kidding.
What's not to like?
I'm kidding. I'm just in case Putin's hearing. You know Putin's listening.
How do people reach you? Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Through my Alexa, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they can give me a shout. 928-855-9421. Or shoot me an email at bspringberg@osaic.com.
Perfect. Little Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up. Best of Soul Train performances today on Sound Advice. Stay with us. I'm Paul LaVoy. We'll be right back. Play Rick James again. If Rick James is in a best of, then I'm on it. All right, Little Mary Jane from, of course, Rick James and the Spiders. New vocalist Jerry and Cindy Aldridge are going to join the Lake Havasu Regional Orchestra featuring LHRO Big Band and Ensembles. The performance is Sunday, February 25th at 3 p.m. and that's at the Lake Havasu High School Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available at Soundbank and at the Performing Arts Center box office the night of the performance, or afternoon of the performance, excuse me, it's at 3 p.m. $10 per adults. Children are free. Students are free with a student ID. And this is presented by the Arizona Commission on the Arts, Go Lake Havasu, and the National Endowment for the Arts. I've got free tickets, by the way, but I'm not going to start giving them away until tomorrow. All right. Don't forget about the Lake Havasu City 21st Annual Bluegrass on the Beach. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I'll have an interview with Danny Stewart from Danny Stewart Productions about that. And we're going to play it on the same day. It's the 26th, right after Buster Johnson. We'll play that recorded interview with Danny. And Crying Uncle, nationally known band. Also, Kenny Ray Horton, Kevin Prater, Valerie Smith Band, Becky Bueller, Danny Paisley, and the Southern Grass. More names than you can shake a stick at right there at the 21st Annual Bluegrass on the Beach Festival at Lake Havasu State Park. And you're going to want to go to bluegrassonthebeach.com for ticket prices and those show times and that. All right, Speak Out 2.0 coming up next. After news and a short break, the phone number, you got to put it in your phone, folks. 234-343-1065. 234-343-1065. And you've got Lori and Lori talking about the bike rodeo. Hey, I know those girls. And Janice Young, or Lion Janice as they call her. She's from the River Cruisers. And that's all on Speak Out 2.0 right after news and a short break.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.